Glad I caught you. Glad I got you there. Elon Musk. By the way, please don't watch this if you're not Elon Musk, okay? This is a one-off video that we're doing. This is private, personal. I put this in his email. I don't know how you got this. Unless you're on the Asmongold Discord server, in which case you know my every move, okay? Me and Asmongold have been planning this for a while now. Moist Critical's involved. And, yeah, I guess if you're on the Moist Critical Discord server, you would have access to this file. So kudos to you, hacker. I don't think Elon's going to watch this. And listen, I know as a comedian, first and foremost, I don't expect people to take me seriously. But it is a fact that shit posting and public opinion are now intermingled permanently, and it's not going anywhere. And that's just the way it is. I get all my news from memes, basically. That's how I get my news. Is that how you get your news? How would you even get the news if you weren't looking at memes? You'd watch a show? That's even more fucking retarded. We turn that off. It's a smart thermostat, so it's going to take 15 minutes to figure out how that fucking thing works. It's very intuitive. I don't know why the Nest thermostat is taking you so long to learn and intuit. Okay, a toddler could figure this out. A toddler on an iPad could figure out how to use the Nest thermostat. That's Chris Lynch, by the way, Elon. Do not hire him, okay? He's leaving this job very soon. See, he's white. He's too lazy. Chris, you're so lazy and white. Well, yeah. You guys should have studied violin harder as kids. I swear to God, Vivek would have figured this out by now. I want to believe that Elon is one of the great men of our age and that he has what it takes to become a 21st century Andrew Carnegie. I think it's important to have great men to look up to. Trump, Joe Rogan, oh, there it goes. Elon, Tucker. And it's not necessarily important that our great men are perfect, but they're symbols of what we could be. I think if Ron Paul took steroids, he would be my number one. That would be my number one guy. You agree? Yeah. I would like to offer you an escape, an exit from this hole you've been digging. You are a beloved figure. Anytime you do anything remotely based, people lose it. Oh my God, he's based! Yo! He just said that woke liberals aren't cool. He's based. What does he say? Yeah, anytime you post an AI kitten in a MAGA hat, people lose their... He's based! He's fucking based, man. For the guy who's the free speech guy, and not only that, but the reasoning from first principles guy, the logical fallacy guy, the Reddit guy, good faith argue with everybody, you know, whatever. All that shit. Blanket banning groypers, taking away blue checks, changing the algorithm of the site because 100 people ratioed you, because there's fucking 50,000 posts. They're all organic, by the way. This is not some Russian bot farm. It's not some nefarious behind the scenes. Let's mess with Elon. We're gonna fuck with him. That's not what it is. It's you tapped into a critical, moist critical. You tapped into a moist critical, and we're back to moist critical. Mainline concern for the American people. And you treated it in a way that was glib and dismissive. You just became a Republican 3 months ago, and you're talking about removing a big portion of regular people, root and stem. No. People fucking love you. They will forgive you. Nobody is trying to get you to become turbo base-pilled, full Pat Buchanan immigration policy. People broadly understand that you are a San Francisco, tech, California, international immigrant. Well, if you want to be a regular tech guy, that's fine. You can do that. You can be Larry Ellison. You can go play on the boat. Nobody's going to give a fuck. Realize what you're fighting for. If you're going to be the tech king, if you've courted the MAGA base, you wanted these people on your side. They're ready to be on your side, but you have to fight not for Ben Shapiro's idea of the country of America, the notion of America as this collection of ideas. That's not what it is. It's Americans. That's who you have to fight for. If you're in America doing business in America, you want to be the man in America, you have to fight for the American people. You're not fighting for a paragraph. You're not fighting for a set of ideas, man. It's the American people who need your help. That's fundamentally why I think people are pissed off here. And it's an easy fix. Just don't call them retards. Elon, have you met Chris? He's on Asmongold. He's streaming all the time. You should just check him out. He's playing these games and stuff. He's amazing what the kid does with video games. I can't believe it. People didn't suddenly have a flare-up of India hate. I've been monitoring the Indian hate websites for a while. It's actually set to my homepage. I've been checking these websites out. I watch what these people do. There were very few overt Indian haters spewing their nonsensical filth everywhere 72 hours ago. What happened? Okay? 72 hours ago, most people in the MAGA base looked at Vivek Ramaswamy with some notion of admiration, or, hey, that guy says cool stuff every once in a while. Hey, you know what? I think I like that guy. Now, he's got to be deported. Sucks, man. And he's not being deported because of the color of his skin. He's being deported for the content of his character. And I think that truly was a mask-off moment where we saw that Vivek Ramaswamy really is just a fucking nerd who needs to go back. I think that what you did is different. I think it's everybody spurgs out. I'm spurging out right now. I'm going to spurg out later, okay? On Chris Lynch. And also, Indians do cool stuff every once in a while. They got the chest slapping, wrestling. You guys watch that? Action movies. He's shooting a bullet out of the air with a gun. He's flipping over the tuk-tuk. Indian clubs, shoulder rehab, exercise, fantastic. The hate. It's irrational hate. It's just racism. It's just a nonsensical racism. The hate and racism and anti-Indian sentiment, it's there to the extent that Indians are being used to replace white people. That's it. We have to stop playing pretend. We're not talking about exceptional Indians here. And that's why this is sort of spreading like wildfire, people sharing these H-1B lists of what the jobs are. You are not in Calcutta scouting for the next Indian Einstein. You're not. We have to make it to outer space and invent new computers. Let's get to India and get the next Nikola Tesla. That's not what's happening. We're talking about people at fucking gas stations. You bring them over, you put them in a fucking gas station, and then we'll go around all the gas stations in the USA and find the next genius. Well, what if he's not in India? What if he's working at a gas station in North Carolina? He might be there. We don't know. Why don't we bring everybody here and then we can look for everybody? That's actually a fucking genius idea. We bring fucking everybody here and then, like a needle in a haystack, we find the one man who can invent electrical computer. That sounds fucking retarded and it's not true. You have to at least say that the H-1B program is being scammed. If you don't admit that, then as far as like any type of discussion that goes anywhere is concerned, it's over. It's over. This is a direct quote from Moist Critical himself. I'm speaking on his behalf. He was too busy streaming Marvel Rivals to talk to you. So I'm here on his behalf giving you opinions that he approved, okay? Nobody's expecting you to go full Steve Bannon here. You're a tech bro. We get it. Immigrant. But if you are on Team America, and by Team America, I don't mean Ben Shapiro's collection of ideas. America's not a collection of ideas. America is a people. Americans. If you are Team America, then the most prominent talking points need to be the immediate deportation of illegals and the end of the abuse of the American worker by programs like this H-1B, the gamification of stuff like this that's set up to benefit people who aren't us. Nobody wants to solve the Japanese birth rate problem by turning Japan into India. That's preposterous. That only would work in a computer simulation where you can you can just change the code and make a Japanese person. I've tried it! It can't be done. In my laboratory, okay, where Asmongold is right now, down in the basement, I have tried over 150 times to turn an Indian into a Japanese man. And the only thing I was able to accomplish was boiling them. All right? If you think, Elon, or Asmongold, if you're watching this, if you think you can turn an Indian person into a Japanese person by boiling them, not going to happen, okay? Go down to my basement and talk to the 150 Indians that I already tried that on. Doesn't work. Nobody wants to solve the American birth rate problem. What's going to happen? We're going to run out of people. Oh, the stock prices are going to go down. Oh, that's a problem for the All In podcast to figure out. It's David Sachs. Sachs of what? Sachs of gold? Just start calling yourself David Sachs of gold. What's the other guy? Jason Sachs?
Asmongold?
Asmongold. David Sachs has changed his name to Asmongold. The branding is already set up for you. Asmongold wants to kill himself. You can replace his body and become the top streamer in America. I shouldn't say Asmongold wants to kill himself. I love Asmongold. That guy's classic. He's the ultimate. He's the best streamer. Is he good?
I think he's good.
I've never watched him. I just know his name is Asmongold. The only people who want to fix the American birth rate problem by turning America into India are fuckers. People are not interchangeable economic units. If they're not more than that, then that's just an extension of antinatalism. That's just nihilism. That's just people don't matter. Neil deGrasse Tyson, the universe doesn't care. Shit. The universe cares. That's why we're here. It's understandable why a computer guy, why an engineer would think that or would want to think that, because it would make solving problems so much easier. We have hardwired group preferences. We have genetic memory. We have culture. This is not learned stuff. It's so deeply embedded in us that it carries on for thousands of years. Thinking of people as interchangeable units, while it would be useful in a simulation or in an economic theorem, it strips them of their humanity. And by the way, it's one of the first steps towards any authoritarian dictatorship type system. It's one of the first steps towards Marxism, is thinking of people as just labor. It's a very gross, anti-human thing to think, just to appeal to the Redditor in you. That's middle brain shit. Stupid people at the bottom of the spectrum know that everybody is special.
Everybody's special! Everybody's different and did their own thing!
Retards know this. Geniuses understand that everybody is a unique product by and for their zeitgeist, or zeitgeist if you want to go with the moist critical pronunciation. Everybody is uniquely a product of their time and location and has their place in space and time. The smart people know this. The stupid people know this. It's people in the middle with 110 IQ, which is the worst IQ to have, who think that people can just be pushed around and moved around and changed. They can't. No hate towards Hispanics, okay? But that's why the room that I'm sitting in is covered in dust, is because the general contractor I hired used Hispanic labor. I didn't know. They laid down masonry cement when I said I wanted polished concrete floors. Masonry cement, you can't polish it. They left board marks and footprints in it. And I had to pay another crew of black people. Okay, shout out to Greg, to come in here with jackhammers and get this shit dumpstered out of here. I went and hired my own blacks. I went in the ghetto and hired them by hand. That's how you need to hire blacks for SpaceX. And what you get is you get lower quality construction. You get lower wages for the blue collar workers who are here and fighting. You realize that people are fucking up against the wall fighting to make ends meet? Do you understand that the American people are on the ropes right now? Your people are not the world, okay? It's the American people. That's where this shit is popping off. That's where you came to do business. The American people are your problem now, to the extent that you want people to pay attention to your opinion. And by people, I mean actual people. Not Patrick Bet David, not Ian Miles Chong, Scott Adams, not these fucking faggots that'll walk around sucking your ass because you have money and because you made an electric car. But to the extent that you want that, you have to protect the American people. You're all about being pro-natalism and increasing the birth rate. Why is the average dude gonna wanna have kids when he can barely afford to live by himself and eat Domino's? Hey, why isn't China importing Infinity Indians right now? If it's such a huge economic advantage, why isn't China doing it? We need to do a naval blockade of China to make sure they don't get any of these amazing Indians. Every Indian that makes his way into China is a threat because China will use their genius to get one over on us. That's the biggest threat this country's facing, right? I think we need to go nuclear. I think we need to say, if China imports enough Indians, it's like diamonds. It's like nanotechnology. Indians are like nanotechnology. We have to be willing to use nuclear weapons to keep China from getting these precious Indians. That's step one. Sounds retarded, right? Because it is. It's retarded. It's subtarded. Ever hear of a subtard? By the way, Moist Critical coined that term, subtard. Competing with China in what sense? GDP? Making a number go up? Having software companies that are valued more highly? Competing with China in what sense? And at what cost? If the cost is making America look like Calcutta, that's not worth it. That's not a price that we're willing to pay. People keep posting these aerial drone display videos of drones shaped like a dragon. Correct me if I'm wrong, that's something that a bright high schooler could do on a smaller scale, is it not? Making drones move around in 3D space? How is that an impressive problem to anybody except boneheads who are mystified by drones in the first place? Look at this this aerial drone display. It's a ballet of killer drones. How can we compete with that? It's what drones do. They move around in coordinate space. Who gives a fuck? Well, it's the low-hanging fruit of robotics that mystifies people. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Didn't we have more impressive shit in the 80s? Isn't this more impressive?
One. Hover.
With no pilot to compromise performance, even more unusual craft and propulsion systems have been designed and tested.
Why do we need to compete with them? Can't we just kick their spies out and tell them to fuck off? When do I get some Chinese pussy, okay? Am I not a big enough media figure that the CCP, is it the CCP, Chinese Communist Party? Why aren't they sending these hot spies to fuck with me? Suck my dick for blackmail. When's that gonna happen? China, I'm waiting, okay? I have 300,000 YouTube subscribers, or 250,000 probably, 200,000? How much on Hyde Wars? If you have over 100,000 Twitter followers, you should demand that a hot Chinese spy comes and sucks your dick. Okay? You take a video. Whatever. Why is that? Am I not popular enough to get this fucking Mingling? To get Bing Bing over here? Ah! A Tesla Model X and Bing Bing over here sucking me. That's my price, China. Send them over. Do we need to build giant cities that nobody lives in to compete? Do we need to turn our country into a surveillance state fucking nightmare to compete? Do we need to essentially have slave labor to compete? What type of competition are you talking about? And at what cost? Competing with China is competing with literal slave labor, and that's impossible to compete with. It's not worth competing with. And nobody who has a real sense of what matters in life thinks anything about competing with China. We've been hearing this for 30 fucking years. As long as China has been an industrial nation, there have been headlines, The Economist. I remember this in the dentist office when I was a kid. China's looming on the horizon. We have to accept a lower quality of life immediately to compete with China. That's the thrust of every article. You, the American worker, you have to take less pay and accept more bullshit because there's a big boogeyman looming on the horizon. It's China for 30 years. Before that, it was Japan. It's constant. It's to keep wages suppressed. It's to make you shut up. Elon doubles down in this tweet, offering a false dichotomy. Either we have to have more legal immigration, or you, the person disagreeing with it, you want America to fail for your own personal gain. What personal gain are you talking about? You want America to fail for your own personal gain. Elon, what are you talking about? How does anybody personally gain from this? The only gain happening is in stock prices of tech companies. That's the gain. That's where the gain is. Cui bono. That's who stands to benefit from this arrangement. This tweet, it's not first principles thinking. It's not in good faith dialogue. This is a dishonest mischaracterization. Nobody's calling you a liar. People say things in the heat of the moment that are dishonest, though. This is a dishonest mischaracterization of the tens of thousands of people who are blowing up your website. This is not an own on Elon. This is not dunking on Elon. I know that you can bring the ban hammer down, and I know that you are going to be tempted to do so, that you already have with the Groypers, which, by the way, you have to undo that, man. You blanket banned people, not for saying nigger, not for posting swastikas, but for stating their opinion on this H-1B issue. That is a complete violation of the trust that the people you wanted to like you placed in you when you said that you're for free speech. It's straight George W. Bush. You're either with us or you're with the terrorists. That's what this is. You're either agreeing with me or you're fucking an enemy. You're an enemy. It's not an argument. It's not a well-reasoned position. It's just my way or the highway. Is that what free speech is? Is that who you are? You can just be a celebrity. You can be like Ellen DeGeneres. You can be like The Rock. And you can get Ozempic. You can get breast implants. Start going on The View. Whatever you want for popularity. You can do that, of course. But to the extent that you have popularity, if you keep digging this hole, it will be misplaced. And it'll be there because you're rich. What does winning actually mean? Healthy, functioning societies, they need more than gadgets. They need more than Marvel, more than Goislop. They need a shared ideology, heritage, history, beliefs and values, religion, or they collapse and they crumble. That's Babel, that's Rome, that's every empire that's been crushed because there wasn't social cohesion. Basic bitch libertarian principles aren't enough. Maybe they're enough to get VC funding. Maybe they're enough to create an interesting exercise of some sort, but they're not enough to hold people together. And again, we're back to the idea of people as a collection of economic units. That's what at the foundation of Marxism, that reality is just math. And thus the justification for a lot of Marxism is also what leads Silicon Valley libertarian type people to attempt to quantify the unquantifiable. Mount Rushmore, the space program, the interstate system, motion pictures, electricity, these are all things that are not quantifiable. So they're quantifiable in the sense that you can look back and you can say that they cost X amount of dollars or that a certain amount of concrete and steel was used in their construction, but these dream projects are unquantifiable things. There's no slider in the program where you can crank up the number of Indians to 200 million and bring the American dream to fruition faster, okay? There's no data entry point where you can bump up the Indians and get Chrysler buildings popping up everywhere, more Art Deco construction. We do not need more bloated code bases, more tech gadgets, more poorly run hotels, more work ethic, okay? What we need is we need leaders willing to fight for the American people, not for corporations, not for the idea of America, but for the American people. That is the only thing that we need on the brink of collapse, on the eve of our crumbling. It needs to be something higher, a higher ideal than tech company market caps. If it's just that, then it's just noise. It's just not reality. Reality is the hundreds of thousands of kids who are graduating with massive college debt, hundreds of job applications, they're being looked over for people who are not us. That's not a meritocracy. That's not some idealistic, high-minded thing. It's just money. Apple and Google might win.
but America will be worse. The soil that all this winning flourishes out of is salted. And that means that the next Apple, the next Google, will be Chinese. Potentially the next SpaceX will be Chinese. Wouldn't that be strange? Wouldn't that be interesting if China makes it to Mars first? It would be great for humanity. Why don't we do it? Let's do it. China makes it to Mars before America. Does that sound like fun? It's just humans. They're just interchangeable economic units. Why wouldn't we want that? I think we do it. It sounds good to me. How do we define winning? I just won. That was Asmongold that I spit on. I killed him. I'm not dissing Asmongold. I'm just playing around. I spit on Moist Critical. I'll spit on his face. Fucking guy. Now we love Moist. We have a deal with Moist right now. It's for nicotine pouches. These are Moist's nicotine pouches. I call them Moisty. Do you know Moist is a Yiddish word? I didn't know Moist Critical is actually Jewish. Did you know that? Crazy fact. Winning. Is winning making it so that tech companies have even higher valuations? Is that winning? It's the valuation of Netflix. I figured it out. That's why we're not winning, is because Netflix stock isn't high enough. That's the only way to win. I want to kill my neighbors and burn them alive and blow up my car, but it's okay because Netflix is worth $3 trillion. I want to cut my cock off and scramble my brain with fucking fluoride. I'm going to win because Netflix is worth $3 trillion. I can't believe the dollars are this high. I can't believe we're winning this much. The dollars are this high. We have such good drones and spying technology. We're winning. That's the most retarded thing I've ever heard. At least leftoid medicine vaccine brain niggas. Bleep that out, please. I said people. At least people whose blood has been replaced with vaccines and are so far on the left they salute Mickey Mouse. They think that they're helping people. If winning is just drones doing an aerial display while a robot jerks me off to sample my DNA, then everything is lost. I killed a homeless person today, Chris. Did you know that? It was free speech. I said, you fucking dirty ass bum ruining my street, I'll kill you. And then I used a speech gun to shoot a speech bullet into his speech head. I ripped an NFL cheerleader team. The guys too. I used free speech on them. Do they have male cheerleaders in the NFL? National Fag League. Look it up, please. Does the NFL have male cheerleaders? That is awesome if that's true. A third of the league's male cheerleaders. America is the greatest country on earth. Here's your male cheerleaders. Is everybody on fentanyl? Everybody working at D'Angelo's? Everybody working at the mall? They're all retards. Everybody who's had their lives destroyed by Big Pharma, by the grist mill of inflation and taxation, everybody that's been betrayed by their leadership in this country, are they all retards? Is everybody who's got, and this is a lot of people, who has $400 in their bank account and is getting hit with overdraft fees and has the landlord from hell, are they all retards? You work at a sub sandwich shop. You couldn't invent PayPal. If you really believe that these people are all retards, then you have no place in the discourse going on about the future of this country. You are just a computer guy. And I don't think you really believe that. I hope to God that you don't. But if that's really what you believe, then you're not a leader. I could say, fuck you. I could say, take a step back and fuck your own face. But I'll say this. If you really believe that the American people are retards, which they are, we got male cheerleaders in the NFL, but if you really do not have in your heart grace and respect for the Homer Simpson vinyl siding economy shitbox driving retards who make your dream possible, If you have a heart, if you are a human being, then that will sting harder than telling you to go fuck yourself. You can do the go fuck yourself all day. I tell myself to go fuck myself. You can say that all day. Fuck you. Fuck you. I say that in the mirror when I put makeup on. Who gives a fuck? If you believe these people are retards and you don't have any goodwill towards them, then you're not a leader. You're just a nerd. And there's plenty of those. There's plenty of nerds who got lucky. I bought Bitcoin, Magic the Gathering online exchange. I got lucky. There's no shortage of nerds who got lucky. There's this disturbing idea from the BoomerCon right that America is just a collection of ideas, and you bring everybody in the world, the teeming masses who are desperate for a half gallon of milk, you bring them here, and all of a sudden they're hit like lightning with this idea that makes them able to make this country stronger. This country's never been weaker, and it's never been more open to foreigners who aren't us. These two things, they're not unrelated. They're directly related. Would Ben Shapiro say the same thing about Israel? Israel's just a collection of ideas. Would Vivek say the same thing about India? India's just a collection of ideas, really good ideas. That's why they're doing so good. Grope women on the train? That's not a glib remark, by the way. I make a lot of jokes about Indians in my stand-up act. I had an Indian woman come up to me after a show. I thought she was going to chew me out and beat my ass, ear-beating Indian style, for the jokes that I made. She said to me, "Thank you for saying that. I went there with my 13-year-old sister, and they pulled her pants down on the train." Is that an Indian idea? When we bring them over, does that idea suddenly vanish and they get the neural net download of American ideas? Is that how it works? The people who are mad at you right now don't view America as a collection of ideas. It's not an economic zone. I hate how there's this argument against Americans asking them what they built. If you're so great, what did you build? What did you build? Nothing significant that gets built gets built on an individualistic scale. The greatest things that humans have built, cathedrals, which if you disagree with this, it's just, you're wrong. I mean, computers are pretty up there, but cathedrals are a good example of this. Cathedrals are built over hundreds of years. They're built not just by the army of stone masons who build them, but by the towns who pay for it. They are the cream sitting on top of the cake. The cake is the soil. The cake is the vinyl siding dumbasses who are your customers, who are the people who pay for this shit by putting their retirement accounts in Vanguard mutual funds. They're the people who you owe a debt to, a debt for being able to do the stuff that you do. These H-1B tech workers that are coming in, so many of them are just managing apps that other people built. They're maintaining code bases for stuff that was built years ago. What are they making? Social media apps that collect all your data? They're making to-do apps, dating apps? Who fucking cares, man? What did they build? Mobile phone games? It's just stuff that feeds more into consumerism. It's not actually making life better for anybody. The sentiment that Americans aren't good enough, that's one of the darker things that has happened here. I know that Vivek Ramaswamy does believe it to be the case, and for him, this Twitter bomb was a mask-off moment in a way that I hope it wasn't for you. But that sentiment and the Twitter deboosting, algorithm change, blanket ban, all that stuff, those are the darker things in the sense of not good for humanity, not good for the future. Running Twitter the same way your enemies did before you bought it from them. Is that what you wanted when you bought this thing? Is that the let it sink in moment? Is that what you envisioned for the global meeting grounds? And we're not talking about just making the 10% of people on the left and the 10% of people on the right mad. The middle is the Overton window. You're just talking about satisfying the Overton window. This is censorship. You're engaging in censorship pretty much right off the rip here. You just bought Twitter. You just got in with Trump. You just became a Republican. You just courted the MAGA base. That's a pretty big betrayal of the role that you have stepped in to fill, whether or not it's even true, okay? I couldn't work at SpaceX. I don't have a delusion about that. It doesn't matter because you are in charge of American companies. You are an American leader. So what matters is that that's the sentiment people are walking away with after your tweet storm. It's not helped by these Patrick Bet David wolf in sheep's clothing cocksucker podcaster guys who are just up your ass because they have money. The extent to which you deserve to be a king, more importantly, or equally importantly, how posterity will look upon your works is directly related to your attitude, your benevolence towards the American people. The Cybertruck's cool, but if America crumbles, it's because we've taken on too many outsiders who don't give a shit about the country. Then the Cybertruck will be a footnote in a Wikipedia. It'll be the DeLorean. It'll be something interesting. People look back, oh, that was kind of cool. You know why they won't be driving it? Because they'll be driving a Neo, and China will be the first to Mars. This isn't fixed by moving the goalposts of what an American is. It would be a lot easier if an American was just an Indian with an Ivy League degree. It would make this whole problem go away instantly if that worked. If you could just wave your hand and say that an American is a Guatemalan who was born here, that's an American. We wouldn't have to have this painful conversation. It would be so easy if you could do that, if it were a computer simulation. That's Marvel movie shit. An American is whoever Doctor Strange brings through the portal to beat Thanos. The new Spider-Man is an American. It's a lesbian from Sri Lanka who just came here to start up a cupcake business. But she listens to Cold Wave. And she just came here to start up her hair dye business. She's an American. She's here for the American dream. That's not reality. That's math. That's Marxism. That's computer programmer simulation bullshit. We all know what an American is. And all these paragraph-long definitions and high-minded ideas, it's just propaganda. We know what an American is. And if you're not here to help the American people, then your usefulness to us is over with. The right wing, Republicans, conservatives, etc., they are trolls and memers and shit posters, and they have acerbic ideas, and they're also the most forgiving people. They are the most forgiving people. Anytime anybody does anything remotely based, they are absorbed by the right. Anna Kasparian talking about not feeling safe in her neighborhood. That's based, man. Anna Kasparian was red-pilled this whole time? I can't believe it. Damn! People, broadly speaking, do not expect you to be full-on 1950s racist Hank Hill, get him out guy. Get him out of here! That's not what they're looking for, okay? They're fine with the Silicon Valley tech version, the occasionally based, occasionally Neil deGrasse Tyson soy face. They love that Elon. It's this idea that Americans aren't good enough, this misunderstanding of what America is. You're just as bad as the people you bought the website from, if this continues to be the case. Are you able to listen to valid criticism? It's not from Russian bots. It's not a coordinated attack on you. It's tens of thousands of people pissed off because they think you betrayed them. I hope to God you're a leader. And the rest of you can keep watching this right now. Check it out. Asmongold.com/ what's the guy's name? Moist Critical. That's the website. Asmongold.com/moistcritical. You can now, if you're not Elon, you can jump over to the regular video and start watching. What I actually believe, I think that the U.S. economy is grinding to a halt, and that the tech bros and investors, it's like a someone tweeted about this, the bubble in the Japanese economy, where Japan was faced with a decision to either start importing people or get ready for a long winter. I saw that tweet and that immediately rang true. I think that these investor bros are counting on AI to offset the loss in productivity of this dying empire. It's slowly being realized that AI is, for all intents and purposes, a glorified spell checker. I use AI all the time. I'm a pro subscriber to ChatGPT and Perplexity.ai. I have Perplexity AI as my default search engine, and it's about as good as searching forum posts was 20 years ago. It's not some revolutionary thing. It's extra-dimensional autocomplete. The words have weighting and tone and various other dimensions that are vectors, and what you get at the end of it is an article that can almost fool a computer into thinking it was written by a human. I think there's a game of musical chairs going on with money, and people are desperate for a way to keep that game of musical chairs going, even if it means fucking us over. The idea that these tech guys want to bring in exceptional people is just not true. They're looking to hire basically slaves who can't leave their company without leaving the country, who will work for 50%. That's the other thing. They keep saying they'll work 80 hours a week, which is bullshit. Nobody works 80 hours a week. They work 20 hours a week of actual work, and the rest of the time is spent fucking around on the phone and showing the boss that they're working 80 hours a week, sitting in the office. They're not actually working 80 hours a week. And furthermore, why should an American, why should anybody have to work 80 hours a week? Why is this a race to create slaves? Why is that a good thing? Why is that a humane thing? Why is that good for humanity? How is it possible, if you're a Democrat or a Republican, if you're left or right, why is it a good thing to want slaves? They'll work 100 hours a week. They'll work in their sleep. They'll work 200 hours a week. They'll work infinity. They'll have no lives. That's not a good thing. If you want more hours out of somebody, you have to pay them more. It's just money. They'll do it for $20,000. That's what they're saying. They're pretending like they're complimenting their diligence and their work ethic. What they're really saying is we can hire them for cheaper. That's what that means. 80 hours a week or pay them $100,000 more a year. It's the same thing. They're just saying you can pay these people $150,000 instead of $400,000 or $80,000 instead of $250,000. It's just money. Any system that gets set up is going to be gamed. This one is gamed by Indians who are master gamers. Pull up the Cognizant article. This is a company that was found guilty of setting a pattern and practice of discrimination against non-South Asian and non-Indian workers. That's not the intention of the program. The intention of the program is to create a meritocracy. But like Thomas Sowell said, you have to judge things on their outcomes, not their intentions. You could make a law called the Everybody Good, Free Money, Everything Good law, but if the end result is that quality of life goes to shit, that's what you have to judge it on. And so this H-1B stuff, you can't judge it on the floral, high-minded, beautiful, humanistic language that's used to sell it. That's just propaganda. You have to judge it on the end result. Here's another one. Hire workers at a fraction of the cost of American workers. Force them to work longer hours because they won't leave their job, because if they quit, they're gone from America. This is not helped by a government oversight committee or anything like that. It's just the case that when you set up a system that can be gamed, it gets gamed. That's how people work. They're looking for the path of least resistance. They're looking to maximize their benefit from the system. That's just human nature. Massive payouts over claims they discriminated against American workers in favor of foreign workers. Apple paid $25 million to the deal, which is like $25 to a regular person. Apple engaged in a pattern of citizenship status discrimination in recruitment positions. The claim that we can't find talented people here is nonsense. It's dishonest. The claim should be that we can't afford to pay talented people enough, or we don't want to. Sorry for getting overly serious here with you. At the end of the day, I think you should buy Bitcoin. There's this tendency to want powerful people or people in a leadership position. You get emotional when their every worldview doesn't line up with yours. You know, Trump's not based enough, or Joe Rogan's too whatever. But these are the men who define our times, and I think it's important you allow them to be flawed people to some extent, but also to push back when they go nuts. But in this case, I think that, I mean, it's critically important. It's moist critically important. It's moist critical. This is the whole thing that Moist Critical says every time we talk to him. He put it all on the line to become the free speech guy and to turn Twitter into the global discussion space of the world. And you don't accidentally become adored by people. He can't just say, oh, I was just building a business and then I was saying stuff online and then I guess people looked up to me. No. Mm-mm. There are plenty of quiet billionaires. There are plenty of quiet money makers, inventors. There are plenty of quiet engineers. There are plenty of people who aren't going to the Met Gala in the Satan costume. Okay? There are plenty of people like that. You don't accidentally become the hope of a nation. You don't accidentally become the hope of a generation. You don't. So if he wants that, I think he can have it. And I think he deserves a shot at course correction. He's been under attack by everybody for his whole entire career. So I think he deserves that shot. If he fumbles this, then that's his legacy. I don't have any sort of committed opinion as to what's going to happen from here. I'm mostly concerned with Asmongold, as we said. Moist Critical, what games are they playing? Tall Guy, what was that game we played?
Tall Man Run.
Tall Man Run, that's what I'll be doing tonight. A little bit of Raid Shadow Legends, is that the game?
Last War Survivor.
Big into that these days. I'm mostly doing that. I'm Elon's number one ranked Diablo 4. Huge achievement. I'm number one ranked Raid Shadow Legends. Raid what? Last Survivor?
Last Survivor.
I'm number one on that Last Survivor. Check me out on the boards there, guys, all right? Boom. Peace.